Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, good afternoon. Today is Sunday, December the 5th, and this is the diary. This is your host and your love, Stacy, here on a overcast, rainy, beautiful Sunday here in Sacramento. And I'm just, like, so chilled out. I'm just the most blessed person ever. And, you know, I'm a big old punk, because every time I get something, I call somebody on the phone so I can give them some of what I got. And that's what the diary is all about, I swear. This has been such a wonderful week. My daughter spent the week with her brothers. And, you know, they're just as close. They're my three musketeers. Always have been, always will be. You know, they're so close. And I always tell them, you know, you can hate me, but never hate each other, because God gave you two best friends automatically. You know, and they had such a good week together. They send me pictures. And, you know, it's so funny because Kit Kat Boy looked dead on me and my brother. So it was like, if I was a dude, I would be my son Christopher. And my daughter just she said, Mom, all week I would say, hi, Mom, hi, Mom, hi, Mom. You know you're her twin. You know you're her twin, right? You know that, right? You know that, right? So, you know, you can't be mad at somebody you look just like and that loves you to death. And I have the two most handsome sons on the face of this earth. You know, I mean, I got what I paid for, a handsome husband. That's about all I got, because he gave me two beautiful sons. My son's so beautiful. It's a shame. So, you know, I've had just a good week. I put up my Christmas tree. I even shampooed my carpets, because I'm ready for my birthday. I'm ready for Jesus' birthday. I'm ready for everything. I'm ready for the new year. I'm ready to empower my people. And today we are talking about faith. And once again, this is Sunday, you know, and I don't know why I chose a Sunday, because I know I haven't been able to walk into a real church for years. And although I was born and raised Catholic, I just stopped feeling them and what they were bringing and all the ritualisms about getting up, getting down, sitting up, sitting down. But my soul was just dead. So 10, 12 years ago now, maybe, I started watching Joyce Meyer Ministries, and she has changed my life. And she could change your life, too. But, you know, that's what this is all about. It's like, you know, everybody going, packing up in the car and going to church today, but I can't get you to take nobody to the store. So all of that going to church and all that religion stuff is just so outdated, so outplayed, so out. You know, being a child of God is being a servant to people, not getting served by people. Being a child of God is washing feet like Jesus did, not worrying about wearing $500 shoes. You know, that's being a child of God. So that's what the diary's all about. That's what the love movement's all about. And today we're talking about faith and how you increase your faith. And, you know, you can convince yourself of anything. And that's what faith is. Faith is convincing yourself that you deserve the best that God has to offer and to practice it. And there's ways to do it. Called auto-suggestion, and for those of you that thump and thump and carry that Bible, that's called call those things that be not as though they are. That's auto-suggestion. So we're talking about faith today, and we're talking about ways that single mothers, all people, can make extra money in 2011. God gave you talents. Use the talents that God gave you. He gave us all talents. If you're here, if you're alive, if you're grieving, God brought you here to prosper and to enjoy all of the wonderful things that this earth has to offer. He didn't bring you here to suffer. He didn't bring you here to be a victim. He didn't bring you here to act like a victim. He brought you here to prosper. As the grass grows, so much his people grow. So that's what we're talking about today. And what I didn't finish last week, when we were talking about prisons and all of that good stuff and Kit Kat Boy's birthday and how they get us, you know, one thing I did leave out, and I wanted to make sure I added that this week because it's very important. You know, this great country of ours, you know, built on slavery pretty much, wealth built on the backs of people you just went and enslaved and took and all that good stuff, you know, and You know, when I talk to grown-up people, spiritual people, people who care about their lives, people that care about things, people that see the world as it is and aren't really very happy and care about it, you know, those people, there's not very many of us, but there are some people out there that actually see what's going on and actually care. And those of us think, you know what, yeah, this country is great and all that stuff. And, you know, the majority of us now are so confused on internet bull crap and got to find your next man, but don't even take care of your current kids and all of that stuff. We're so duped by that stuff. You know, all of us need to really come to the realization that we all need to join together and to pray for America. Because karma is what it is. And this country was built on the backs of enslaved people that never got their justice. And they're too dumb now to even know how to get it. You can't even organize for 5 minutes to figure out how to do it for yourself. So that's what the diary's all about. So that's what we're all about here today. So I wanted to finish up because I didn't go over the history of prison labor in the U.S. Okay, and it says most the first five words is that six words, prison slavery, or prison labor has its roots in slavery. After the 1861 through 1865 Civil War, a system of hiring out prisoners was introduced in order to continue the slavery condition or tradition. Freed slaves were charged with not carrying out their sharecropping commitments, which was cultivating someone else's land in exchange for part of the harvest, which they never got. And they were also charged for petty thievery, which were, in most cases, never proven. And they were then hired out for cotton picking, working in the mines, and building the railroads. And then from 1870 through until about 1910, the states of Georgia, in the state of Georgia, 88% of the hired out convicts were black. In Alabama, 93% of the hired out miners were black. In Mississippi, a huge prison farm similar to that of the old slave plantations replaced the system of hiring out convicts. The notorious Parchman Plantation existed until 1970. During the post-Civil War period, Jim Crow racial segregation laws were imposed on every state, with legal segregation in schools, and we know that, housing, marriages, and many other aspects of daily life. Today, a new set of markedly racist laws, a new set of markedly racist laws is imposing slave labor and sweatshops on the criminal justice system, now known as the prison industry complex. Okay? So I told you about all of the businesses that make sure they lobby for harder sentences, for three strikes. And I was talking to an old convict friend of mine, you know, and he said, well, you know, California, the three strikes law is three strikes of anything. You know, back where he's from, where Maryland or wherever, some part of the South, he's like, you got to do three of the same thing in order for the three strikes law. But, you know, here in Cali, we're like, man, forget that same thing shit. You take a bike, take a piece of gum, take a pizza, go to jail for 25 years. You know, so we're going to talk about faith today. And how you need to have faith for good things to happen in your life. You know, you can convince yourself, your family, your legacy that you don't deserve anything. That's faith, too. That's faith in a negative way, okay? Any impulse of thought, okay? Any impulse of thought that is repeatedly transferred to your subconscious, like playing video games, just being able to kill people, you know, and make these young boys attracted to these video games where they could just kill people. You know, that seems that tends to desensitize you to killing people. You know? So faith can work in a lot of ways, and there is an art to faith. And, you know, with the onset of the internet's good and bad. But for me, you know, I try to use the best parts of the internet, which is information. For with knowledge used in the right way, you are a powerful person, you know? this country, our leaders were able to keep knowledge from us. You know, and then I don't even know, I can't even make an excuse for black people. I don't even have an excuse for black people. Somebody said, well, what happened to the Million Man March? I was like, that was just a farce, just like everything else black is a farce. All of it's a farce, just to make like it's something that really ain't nothing. I'm like, where were the million men a week after the march, let alone now? It's all a farce, because somebody out there in those comments is a bitch. And black people, all people, poor people. Now it ain't even black people, it's poor people. Have faith in yourself and what you can do and your abilities, and there's a way to do it, and God will honor it if you honor him. This is the diary. Well, I'm going to play me and Chris's love song because I have faith that God is answering all my prayers. I mean, I start messing with everybody, including family members. But if you ain't part of my mastermind alliance, baby, I can't mess with you. I can't mess with you because life's too precious. It's too short. I got too much to do. I'm blessed. My last kid just turned 18. The party needs to start again because mama needs some money. So we're talking faith. I have faith for me, and the same faith that I have for me, I want for all people. Everything that I want for me, I want for everybody else, and I want everything for me. I want everything for me. I want everything for me so I can give everything to you. Let's walk in the sun. This is the diary where we love you every Sunday from 3 to 4. I'm just chill. I'm chill. I'll be 46 in less than 2 weeks. And I look so good. I got beautiful children. I live in a beautiful place. I have wonderful parents. I have wonderful siblings. And you do too. And it's all about perspective. As soon as you give God the honor, the praise for whatever you have, and focus on what you want, things are going to change in your life. This is a diary where we love you. Let's walk in the sun, bro. Of God, it is Sunday, and this is the love movement. I gotta learn how to do that between every other syllable, right? And today, get blessed. I'm like, why you gotta do all that? You know, I'll just turn the channel. Because you won't give yourself a damn. You're gonna lose your breath and pass that. That's why you're falling out. That shit make you fall out. You do that, hold your breath long enough. Everybody will pass the hell out. There ain't no spirit you got. It's the spirit of the devil. damn thief. Anyway, religion. We're talking about faith, and that's real. God's real. God is real. Man's interpretation of God has been fake. Is it science? Is it religion? What is it? Is God science? Is God religion? He's both, dummies. Okay? Science is God put some laws in place that he said, I'm going to see how these laws work because I'm perfect and whatever I put in place is perfect. So I put these laws in place and let's see how the dummies down there act. All right, is it science? Is it religion? It's both dummies. Man makes it religion, but in our day and age, man has taken religion and made it a system of controlling other men for his purpose, not for God's purpose. Because if he was a real pastor, and he was a real man of God, and he was real about him and about you, he'd say, we're here to prosper. I'm going to help you, you're going to help me, we're going to help each other, but you lucky to be alive. When you came out your mom and you was alive, that was your lucky day because you were brought here to prosper. So we're going to talk about faith because faith is the primary thing. Faith is what's primary in your life. If you want to be blessed, you got to believe you're going to be blessed. Call those things that be not as if they are, right? I do it every day. I'm going to make money every day. I have new clients every day. I have new students every day. I have favor with God, and God gives me favor with man. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. That's auto-suggestion. And you tend to believe what comes out of your mouth. It comes out of your own mouth. It's a psychological thing. Yes, it's science and it's religion. We are science. Our human bodies, our minds, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, we are science. And the key part of that science, the science center, is our brain. And we can convince our brains that we deserve a wonderful life or we deserve a shitty life. While I was somebody's mama and I really didn't have a choice, some days I had to live a shitty life because I had three people that were depending on me desperately for everything, for their bread, for their roof, for their food. So some days I had to sit and live a shitty life. But it was a shitty life that I knew that I'm doing it because this is my job. Just like God got on the, Jesus got on the cross for us, that I don't think he enjoyed that. But he did that because he loved us. So as a parent, I lived a shitty life someday. But now, last kid last Sunday turned 18. So now I can lay my head on my pillow every night and think, you know what? I have no problem. My daughter's like, Mom, you know, I'm thinking about moving. Once Chris gets really finished with everything, I think I'm moving to L.A. Is that okay? I'm like, babe, you live. That's your life. Okay? I wasn't running behind Grandma. You know, I raised you. I think I prepared you and your brother. That's your life. I have faith that you will do what I put you out there to do, just like I'm doing what my parents taught me. I have that faith. So you do your thing, and now I have faith in my life for something else. For the past 23 years, I had faith that I would be able to do a great job as Freddie, Chris, and Jesse's mom. I had faith that we were not going to live in poverty. I had faith that I would be able to go from $10 an hour when I stopped my own business back in 2000. I had faith that one day I would be able to stop being a security guard after my day job, because my kids weren't going to live like bums in poverty because their fathers walked out on them. I had faith. And I told myself every day, that's how I start hooking up with Joyce Meyer. She's like, you're enjoying everyday life. You can do it no matter what the circumstance. I had faith, and I said, I have faith that my sons will not be convicts. My boys will be the best, regardless of what you come from. And I gave them faith that if you go out there and do some messed up stuff, you better believe, you have faith that I'm not coming and putting money on no books for no convicts. And you go out there and you mess up outside the home, you have a baby outside of wedlock, you better have faith that I'm not going to be the grandma that lives with the granny. I had faith. My kids handle their business. Faith is something that you build. and you build it by constant repetition. Faith is a state of mind that can be created through auto-suggestion. You have to have repetition of thought and commit it to memory. 2011 will be a prosperous year for me. 2011 will be a prosperous year for me. And I have a plan. I'm very organized. God is blessing me. God is blessing me. Okay, I'm trying to remember. Every time I try to remember on the radio what I say every morning when I open my eyes, I can't because I'm nervous. But I, every morning since January, I say I have wisdom. I have knowledge of holy things. God gives me wisdom, gives me knowledge of holy things. He prospers me in my labors and he makes abundant the fruits of my works. He protects me from the greed of my defrauders and he enriches me. He enlightens me. He protects me from ambush and he gives me the prize for my stern struggle so that I may know devotion to God is mightier than all else. Every morning, and the part I like, I have wisdom. And she, they refer to wisdom as a she. She gives me knowledge of holy things. She shows me the kingdom of God. Prospers me in my labors and makes abundant the fruits of my works. Protects me from the greed of my defrauders. And she enlightens me. Protects me from my foes and enriches me. Protects me from ambush and gives me the prize for my stern struggle so that I may know devotion to God is mightier than all else. You got to know. Auto-suggestion. Repeat it. Commit it to memory. Repeat it day after day, day after day, day after day. I will prosper in 2011. Although I'm a single mother, I will not be a statistic. I will not be the 90% that live in poverty. I will not. That's how I went from being self-employed where nobody believed me and ended up starting at the bottom of the barrel at the insurance company in the mailroom. And I guess I looked so dumb at that time, even though I had a degree in electronics and had been self-employed for 10 years, when my supervisor thought she had to explain the filing system of, okay, this is one of two and two of two. Okay, now you put a two on this one. And I was like, wow, I guess Sacramento is a piece of cake. But I went from that situation to making $61,000 a year last year. And that's quite a jump if you do the math. From going from just having my degree in electronics to having an associate in claims and becoming a senior claims law adjuster and handling the highest level of complex claims I could possibly handle in my field from the mailroom, where she's explaining one of one and then two of one and one of two and two of three and like I'm a dummy. Even she said, well, you know, you're not going to be in the mailroom for long. But, you know, I had to play the white people game. And 10 years later, I got tired of playing the white people game. But I have faith that when I got the boot in January, I had faith. Well, I knew it was going to happen anyway. I probably called those things that be not as though they are that whole year. I'm going to be gone by my birthday, December 16th, last year. I'm going to be gone by my birthday. I'm going to be out of here by my birthday. He was out of there a week after your birthday, dude. So that's the best thing that ever happened to me. Faith. Call those things that be not. Call those things that be not as though they are. Let's get into some specifics. And this is the crazy part. And remember, I've been listening to this Laws of Success, and this is some crazy stuff. These people are crazy, but you know, I mean, and it works. Okay, anytime you mix these three emotions, and that's why people get in trouble behind these three emotions, faith, love, and sex. Anytime you mix those three together, it says that is the most powerful mix in the world. Mixed together, they color the vibration of your thought, and it immediately hits the universe and gives you exactly what you want. So let's just keep the sex part out, because we know that anytime you got, that's why all these pastors are in trouble. Anytime you get money, sex, and power, if you're not a man or a woman of character, you're doomed. you're doomed. Okay? And sex is usually the one that brings you down. Those are the most, three of the most powerful emotions. People will do some crazy. My ex-husband rode a bike from L.A., from Long Beach to L.A. to be with me when we first met. And if you know L.A., that's a long-ass way to get you some sex. But he rode that bike. It's a strong emotion. So, going back to faith, when you mix your faith with love and gratitude, and those are also, and they say not just love and gratitude, those are powerful emotions too. But specifically, when you mix faith, love, and sex together, that's why those pastors start saying, you know, you can ding-a-ling-a-ling with little boys, because that stuff works for a minute until you tell it don't work, because, you know, you're supposed to use these emotions for good, not to ruin and destroy people and mislead people. And karma comes back and bites you in your ass when you don't use it for good. But you mix your faith with your gratitude, and you'll get what you want. There's a self-confidence formula, and there is a formula for self-confidence. And this is what you should believe as you build your faith. And this is how you build your faith. You say this. You concentrate on this. I know I can do anything that I set out to do. I have the ability to do anything that I set out to do. And I so demand it of myself that I take action towards its attainment. Now, see, that's what black people mess up. I can do what I want to do, but damn, I don't want to get up, though. I can't get up that early. Girl, that's early. When the early word catches the worm, that's what I've been. I don't do nothing but catch worms. Because when nigga is asleep, I am finished for the day. Okay? So I can do anything that I set out to do. I can do anything that I set out to do. And I so demand it of myself. And I will take the action towards its attainment. Okay? I know that the thoughts I carry in my mind will eventually express themselves in physical reality. And that's the one thing you have to grasp a hold of. That those thoughts that you carry in your mind eventually turns themselves into physical reality. Okay? And once I realized that was the truth and I started studying it more and more, I started looking around my house. And as much as I love being an African-American, I was like, I got this African thing, and I ended up getting that from Africa, and I got that. Even when I had to move out of my house, they moved me into an executive suite that had nothing but African stuff in it. So the thoughts that you carry in your mind and those thoughts that are filled with emotion will be the things that will come into your physical reality. You have to understand that. You want to think and concentrate daily about being the person that you want to be, not the person that you are right now or the person that you ended up being because little Rebo left you, whatever, we make our own shit. And I'll be the first one to say, I chose a lousy husband. Yeah, he's lousy, but I chose lousy. I was looking at the glitter, all right? I knew who I was, and I wasn't worried about nobody else. Well, I got what I wanted. I got nothing. So we choose what we want. We can blame everybody we want to about what happens to us, but we choose what we do. And the thoughts that we carry in our mind, okay, is gonna happen. The laws of nature just dictates that that's how this works. So in order to build your faith, you repeat the things that you want. Repetition of thought. Commit it to memory. Repeat it day after day. I will get out of this bed. I will not live in poverty for the rest of my life. I will prosper. God will bring to me the things that I need so I can properly take care of my kids. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, made void by the blood of the Lamb. I used to say my sons will prosper. My daughter will do this. My daughter will be a world-renowned makeup artist eventually, as soon as she figures out that's what she wants. So now I ain't in control. CPS can't come to my house no more for nobody. So now I've given my life back to Stacy and being an adult parent to adult children. I'm not no helicopter mom. I know Elijah's out there, but I'm not Elijah's mama. Jesse knows that. I'm a grandma. I'm not a mama. I'm not no baby's mama. So the advice I give my men, my two men and my adult daughter, is adult advice. I tell them the same thing. If you don't want to listen, I can't help you. This is a diary where we love people. We love you. We're going to talk about ways we can make money. You know, God put us here to prosper, you know? So whatever you think you can do, you can do. You know, a couple people I used to follow and didn't even realize I was following them for this reason when I was younger. You know, and it's all about you create your universe. You create you, like they say, the Michelangelo you are creating. It's you. When you create it with your thoughts and your emotions. And that's your faith. Faith is a combination of your thoughts and your feelings. Put out there what you want and believe that you can have it. Repeat it daily. Ask God. Mix it with the emotion of love. Mix it with the emotion of faith. And always put God first. You never lose. So right now, I'm going to play a little ditty. Let's play the Love Doctor because I just love people. You know, I got some disturbing news about my ex-husband and his ways and stuff, and it's like, you know, God, he must have just really just been meant to just give me sperm because that's about it, you know, and I love my sons and Freddie and Chris. You know, God's doing you a favor. You know, God's probably doing you a really big favor. So I love you. And we're going to play the Love Sack. You're like, Mom, you going to live in Sack forever? Like, I'll live wherever I want to live, but I just love where I live. So it's going to really be hard for me to move. If once I can fix their little attitude, their little customer service issues they got on certain days of the week, But other than that, you know, I'm real good about fixing that. Because, you know, thank God for Willa Mae Johnson because, you know, we don't hold our tongue. Okay, we're going to get our respect. We're going to give it, and we're going to get it. And when we put our money down, baby, you better believe we're going to get what we're putting our money down for. So this is a diary. And we're talking about faith. And is it science? Is it religion? Is it science? Is it religion? Faith? Religion? Faith? Is that faith? Faith? Is that religion or is that science? We're science. Okay? That's how, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, and the baby comes out. We're science. Okay? All right? So faith can be created. And faith is created through auto-suggestion. Okay? And what we must understand, and I'll say it, and I'll say it, and I'll say it again, is that all impulses of thought tend to close themselves in physical reality. So if you look upon your bad situation that you may be in, and you continue to look upon and say, oh, this is a bad situation, you're going to continue to generate that bad situation for your future. You look at that bad situation and you act like you're at Disneyland and says, no, that's not. You look at it in terms of what you want. This is not a raggedy place. This is Disneyland. I love this place. And you should be grateful. If you're not homeless in the street, gratefulness is a good place to start. So faith mixed with thought. Okay, is the spiritual equivalent. Faith mixed with thought gets that thought out to infinite intelligence. So when you mix a thought of the Association of African American Single Mothers is going to be the prominent black organization, the most prominent, most relevant black organization in America's history. And I continue to say that, and I continue to feel it, and I continue to thank God for it. It's going to happen, but I have to continue in faith. And guess what? I cannot just sit back in my chair and talk about it happening. Every day I wake up, I have to put into work into action those things that I want, okay? So you mix faith with love, with gratitude, just like you're a little bitty baby, you mix that faith with love and gratitude and all the positive emotions, that thing that you're wishing for, that thing that you're thinking for, that thing that you are having faith for is going to happen. And it says that when you mix faith, love, and sex together, that's a lot of some crazy stuff going on. So, wow, how you do that? That is true. You know, that's why marriage is supposed to be good, because you can mix all three of them in a marriage. And, boy, that could be a great marriage on every level. All three mixed together has the effect of instantly mixing with infinite intelligence. Are we science or are we religion, people? We are science. Religion is that thing that man thought of to trick you out of realizing that you are science. Your brain is the powerhouse of everything you desire. You are science. And as soon as you start to reprogram that brain to desire those things that really are in deep down in your heart, and you start to pray for those things, and you express that faith and that gratitude for the things you already have, you are science. You will have that thing that you think about. I'm not the first one. You know, I did it a couple of days, you know, for about 30 days, and I'm getting what I asked for. And it works for good and for bad, just to let you know. Any impulsive thought that is repeatedly transfer to your subconscious mind is eventually accepted and acted upon in the subconscious mind. And then at that point, it proceeds to transfer that impulse to its physical equivalent by the most practical procedure available. You are science. You are science. I am science. Okay? Just think, just do it. Do it for 30 days. Repeatedly. Think about the things that you want. Commit them to memory. I will do this. I will have that. Give it a time limit. Commit to it. Put some action into it. Happening. Okay, what does it say? The self-confidence formula? I know that the thoughts I carry in my mind will eventually express themselves in physical reality. I think and I concentrate daily about the person that I will become, creating in my mind a clear picture of that person. I know that I can do anything I set out to do. And this is the most important part. And I so demand it of myself. I so demand action of myself towards its attainment. You can't lose. All thoughts that have been emotionalized and mixed with faith begin immediately to transfer themselves to their physical equivalent. All thoughts that have been emotionalized, meaning gratitude, love, emotion, the positive emotion, it don't even have to be positive. I'm only going from the positive part because I want positive things for myself and for other people. So I'm thinking of love and gratitude and self-respect and abundance and goodness and kindness and mercy, faith mixed with those things. And you can mix faith with, I want all people of a certain color to be poor, and I'm going to put everything out there that I can to make sure it happens because I'm in charge of all the money. That can happen too. Ain't nothing we can do to control that. But what we can control is what we do every day under our roof and four walls. And this is what I do. And I don't mess with nobody that ain't thinking like this because life's too short. I will be 50 years old in 4 years and just over a couple of weeks. 50 years old. I was the youngest of 11. I used to laugh at people that were 30. Ha, 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 you know. I will be 50 in 4 years and 2 weeks. Time's short. Time is no more excuses. You know, I feel so blessed that I've successfully raised my 3 kids by myself. And I don't have 2 gangsters, 2 jailbirds, and a hoe. I have some very wonderful, creative, good-hearted, hardworking, respected children. Can't ask for more than that. My parents are deceased, so I've been a child of God, and I've been without my dad for almost over 30 years. My mom died in 1999, so I've been God's child for many, many years. And I want to finish off better than I started, and I want you to, too. And I've been very blessed. I've been very blessed, but now I'm looking to some blessings that are beyond belief. And I believe that for me. I believe that for you. And this is how we do it. This is how we do it. Or is it religion or is it science? We are science. Abundance is our birthright because we were born to prosper. Say, look at the grass and the withers and how much more important is the sparrow, blah, 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 blah. How beautifully dressed is this? How much more important are you? I can say, as long as my friends from down south got to keep coming cutting grass every Friday, I should be cutting something from abundance off of me, too. And it's all about how I think. If I think that I'm going to live an abundant life, I will. If I think that I'm going to live long life, I will. If I think my kids are going to continue to be blessed, they will. If I think somebody always got something out for me, they do. If I think the white man, yes, he does. If I think, oh, I got to, you know, I don't know what to do. I got to live like this because you do. I I had a talk with a friend. Now, this friend been going to this store forever, doing good times and bad, bad times, asked for a little credit. The store acted like it was a good thing. And I was like, well, you're bad for asking man for something you should be asking God for. And that's how I feel, my bad. If God don't give it to me, I ain't going to get it. And God's got the power, and between me and God, we got the power to get anything Stacy wants. And what I add, that the Lord supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory, I add, and all my wants. See, that's religion. Probably, you know, the Bible, that's religion. You know, they put some in, they leave some out, put some in. The Lord provides all my needs and my wants, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But see, I'm not a greedy person. So he knows if I got something, I'm going to share. Oh, speaking of sharing, and what we're going to do this week, hopefully over the next couple weeks, all the inventory the association still has, which is tons of stuff, including clothes of mine from when I used to care about dressing like a girl, all of that stuff, I'm giving away. All of that over these next couple of weeks, we need to clear out the AAASM inventory. So we're going to have an open house. Hopefully I can get some couple people to help me organize it. Just go be here at the complex. Just come get what you want. Just come get it. We'll go through it, make sure it's worth getting. But I got a lot of stuff. If we are from the pins on the Tylenol to some really nice clothes I used to wear when I cared about looking like a girl. Anyway. This is a diary where we love everybody. And when we come back, I promise we are going to talk about ways of making money. And that's what we're going to do. So let me play something a little zippity-dippity. Let me play Uptown Blues. No, the Crazy Cat. So thanks. Let's see, Old School Party, because that's me. Yeah. Speaking of Old School Party, I'm going to play that because next Sunday will be our year anniversary. I've been doing this crap. For a year, started off with a co-host. No, started off with none, got one, back by myself. So next Sunday is our anniversary show. So for that reason alone, I'm going to bump Old School Party. This is a diary where we'll be back and we love you. Have faith. Diary. I think it's all. Yeah, all right. That's Old School Party. start wigging out. Signals wig out. All right, this ain't perfect stuff. This is a diary, though, where we are perfectly in love with you, huh, and ourselves. Anyway, faith, faith, faith. Got to have it. Let's see. Just the ending stuff. Remember, any impulse of thought that is repeatedly transferred to your subconscious mind is eventually accepted and acted upon the subconscious mind, which proceeds to transfer that impulse to its physical equivalent. All right, so I will support my family in fine style. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you. I think of my mom, so I start getting emotional. I think of my dad and all the hard work to make sure they had 11 kids that were respectful members of society. I start thinking about my grandson, and I start giving thanks and just feeling so thankful. And, you know, you just feel so good, and you got to just keep that going. And the next morning when you wake up, you thank him again that you're going to put into action all of those things that you know you need to do to show him that, yes, I believe in what I'm saying, dear Lord, and I'm going to do what I can, and I'm going to leave it up to you to do the rest. That's all he asks. You just do what you can and leave it up to him. He'll take care of the rest. He'll surprise you in ways, and I already know. I've been rallying. But, you know, I'm just so happy right now in my life. So here we go. A couple ways that you can make money, you know, extra money. And it's very simple to do, but you just got to make sure you got your stuff right. And the first way is to become a child care provider. It's very simple to do here in California. You got to go to one class on Wednesday. They have it like once or twice a month. That's how you get started. And then you got to go through your home and go through the safety check. And it's really good if you have young kids of your own. You know, but, you know, you got to have your house in order, okay? Remot can't be in there smoking weed right 5 minutes before the kids get dropped off. You can't be drinking at all. You know, there's certain things you got to do, but that's a wonderful way to make money. And one other way to make really good money doing it is having overnighters, where, you know, the parents work graveyard and they come and spend the night. You could charge 2 to 3 times as much, and the kids sleep. So, you know, that is an excellent way to make money. So there are many families out there who need quality child care at odd hours, okay? So even if you work full-time during the week, you can still pick up a few extra dollars by caring for another child on weekends, on the evening, or occasionally. You know, for overnight hours. So, you know, when you go out there, and I do believe in prayer. I mean, I get up every morning, you know, just to thank God and say, you know, I'm looking for the best out of myself today. Help me be the best. And when you're praying like that, you say, God, you know, I know there's more for me out there. You know, I've been listening to the diary, and they've been trying to encourage me. What is it that you've given me that I can do? You know, to make extra money for my family and make it convenient for the family. Because nobody's going to go out there and work at Walmart and be away from their kids to make an extra $120 for the week. No, that's defeating the purpose. You know, you want to be with your family and support your family. So that's an excellent way to do it. And if you get good at it, word of mouth will take over. But just, you know, they're not going to give you your license if you're raggedy. So there are certain things you got to do. Put it in your mind that you're going to do it, and it costs you little or nothing to do that. And if you're serious about it and you need help getting some of this stuff, you need a baby gate, you need this or that, call us and let us know, and we'll help you. Anyway, all right, another thing, become a virtual assistant, okay? What skills do you possess that may be easy for you to do for someone else? Making phone calls, you know, something I'm trying to do on my construction end. I try designing something to do the exact same thing for construction workers. You know, people that may not have the time to go out there and do the things or necessarily don't have the time to stay organized, and you're a very organized person. You know, so think, say, God, what skills do I naturally possess? Because that's a job you're going to love, doing a job with the skills that you love and you naturally possess. All right? So it says, take care of others. All right, put those skills to use as a virtual assistant. For example, a small business owner might contract with you to regularly develop and send a monthly newsletter. That's easy to do. You know, get spell check, get, you know, constant contact, $15 a month. Get on the phone and say, you know, I'm a single mom, I'm freelancing and make extra money for myself, and I write newsletters, you know, and all you got to do is get on the internet and research any business. You'll get enough information on that business or their clientele to write a really good newsletter. All they got to do is provide you with email addresses, and that's something you can do from your home once the kids are asleep. Be creative. That's it for your friends and neighbors. And unlike the people that pet sit here, pick up the shit after the dog shit on the floor or on the ground. And don't let the dog, how does a dog shit on concrete? That's what I want to know. I go for my walk. A couple times I've had to go around dog shit on concrete. I didn't even think a dog thought it was comfortable to shit on concrete. Anyway, if you're a dog sitter, get the sitting bags, pick up the dog shit. But that's another way. Okay, dog sitting is another job, because here in Sacramento, these folks love their dogs, and they, those that spend all that money on them got a job. So dog sit. Says dog sitting is another job opportunity that can work around your existing schedule. For example, you can work full-time, advertise that your dog sitting services are available on the weekends only. Caring for 2 to 4 pets per month, you can earn an extra $120 to $240. Okay, and last but not least, use your creativity to earn money. I'm great with math, and kids are not. Parents are not. So I jump on that like it's nobody's business, and I love to tutor math. So, you know, and kids are comfortable with me, you know, hey, and I want to get my PhD in math, which would be absolutely free for me to do, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So be creative. What do you love to do? You're going to enjoy your life the most if you're doing something that you love to do. And guess what? God wants you to do those things that you love to do. Nobody has to be stuck to a job that they hate. That is not why you were created, to do anything that you hate. Have faith. Believe that God created you for the particular purpose that you want. If it's built in goodness and righteousness and love and faith and all the good stuff, God will grant it to you. He'll give it to you. He'll give you the desires of your heart if those desires match up with goodness and kindness and mercy and love. He'll give them to you. He'll do it every day without ceasing, without ending, and you'll be happy. Last but not least, cut those people out of your life that are not in line with your goals. Take no advice from anybody that does not have what you want. Like they say, otherwise, you take advice from somebody that doesn't have what you want, all they're doing is guessing. How somebody that don't have what you want can tell you anything? Be smarter. Be the smartest one. You know, be smarter. Be around smart people. If you're the smartest person in the group, get a new group of people. Hang around somebody that can teach you and help you and love you and have your back. I tell my kids that. I tell everybody that. You know, they listen. They have each other's back, and it's a beautiful thing to see. So once I die, when I tell my daughter, once I'm dead, Mom, stop saying that. Like, baby, it's going to happen. So stick together, love each other. I say that to you. I say that to my kids. I say that to myself. This is the diary where we love, love, love. Have a wonderful week. Remember, say, repeat it, what you want, with emotion. Mix that emotion with what you want and your gratitude, and tell me all about it next week. We love you on the diary. Peace, peace, peace. Love, love, love. Faith, faith, faith. And have a wonderful week. Next week's show is the year show. And please don't forget to join. We love you. Have a wonderful week.